The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the Minbar you're listening to. Today, we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
So none of what we're going to talk about is going to discount love of Ahlul Bayt. Okay? Sheer love of Ahlul Bayt. If someone only has that, nothing else. But the Imams themselves have spoken. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken and spoken about love of Ahlul Bayt, what it's supposed to entail. And yes, this is cliche, maybe. Love is not just to love, it's more than that. But let's see what it's supposed to entail and what the rewards are for what we're supposed to look like as a result of the love that we have for Ahlul Bayt. This hadith is by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, the famous companion of Rasulullah. He says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَلَمْ مَنْ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ حُبَّ الْأَئِمَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي فَقَدْ أَصَابَ خَيْرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. That the Prophet said, whoever has love of my Ahlul Bayt, the Imams of my Ahlul Bayt, this person, Asaba, has hit the target when it comes to the khair and good of dunya and akhirah, both. And so the hadith goes on, the Prophet says, there are 10 things though, of the dunya that this person will get, and there are 10 things of the akhirah that this person will get. Inshallah, we'll go through these tonight quickly, with a little bit of commentary on each one. But I want you to pay attention here. As we start listening to what the Prophet has to say in this regard, all right, 10 things in dunya. Okay, what are those 10 things? Probably health, wealth, wife, life, husband, good husband, you know, the one that comes on a white horse that Allah sends from the sky, which never happens. Yes, marriage is all about getting along with each other. That white horse thing ain't going to happen, really. Anyway, all of these things, those are the things of the dunya, correct? So we're expecting something like this as a result of hubb of Ahlul Bayt. And then akhirah, of course, we know what that's all about, right? But now let's see the words of the Holy Prophet. The Prophet here seems like he is using the words he's using in a certain way. Because when we're expecting these benefits, dunyawi benefits, and we have a certain thing in mind, look at what he says. He begins, number one. Oh, and before he begins, he says, فَلَا يَشُكَّنَّ أَحَدٌ أَنَّهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. The person who has love of my Ahlul Bayt, there's no doubt that they're going to be in Jannah. All right. So how do we identify this individual? How can we tell if this individual... You're telling us there's going to be 10 indicators. All right, let's see who's wealthy, who's healthy, who's this, who's that. And we can be sure that they're going to be in Jannah. But he begins. He says, 10 of them in the dunya, 10 of them in the akhirah. As for those that are in the dunya, number one, hub of my Ahlul Bayt is going to have the benefit of az-zuhd fi dunya. Wow. Love of Ahlul Bayt will entail the fact that I'm not too interested in this dunya. I will chase the dunya to the amount that I need. Because Allah said so. Ahlul Bayt said so. But look, brothers and sisters, when you love someone, but that person is not interested in somebody else, are you going to be interested in that somebody else? No. Yeah? Oh my God. This guy is the coolest guy in school. This guy doesn't like to hang out with those people. I want to be with this guy. Am I going to hang out with those people too? No. So it says here that this person that is in love with Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the first thing is you start noticing in them what benefit? Wealth, health. You notice in them the fact that they aren't too interested. Yes, they will go after it because they have to an extent. But zuhd doesn't mean not possessing. What does zuhd mean? It means not being inclined towards something. And of course, let me open a parenthesis here. Sometimes some of us, we will kind of fool ourselves. We'll have the best stuff that one can have. I feel like zuhd is me not being attached. But I can have, right? It's true. But brothers and sisters, when you're not interested in something, come on, like, it's not going to show too much. The opposite will not show too much either. Who are we kidding? But anyway, every person can judge themselves. The Quran says, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةً وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرَةً That every person knows what's going on inside them. Even though they might make excuses, we all know what's going on in our hearts. Yes, there will be a Prophet Sulaiman who has everything you could ask for on the face of the earth. He is Zahid still. You'll have Ali ibn Abi Talib during his time before Khilafat. He has some possessions. After his Khilafat, almost nothing he possesses. We know this person is also Zahid. So yes, at the end of the day, Zuhd, I would say, is a state of mind. Attachment. There will be people who will have a lot more, and really they are Zahid still. And there will be people who have, as Imam Khomeini said, they'll have a little tasbih even, and they're so attached to that tasbih. Or a cloak that they're so attached to, and so on and so forth. So that state of mind, a person who is a lover of Ahlul Bayt sees what they're interested in, what they're in love with, and they are more inclined towards that. These individuals were inclined towards Akhirah more than anything else. All right, so that will equal Zuhd. Number one. Number two, Al-Hirsu ala al-Amal. Number two, they say Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam, he was the hardest worker of his time. Ayatollah Makarim, he has done the math. He's done the math. When? In the 50s, I think it was, when last I checked. Right now we're in 2021. In the 50s, he had done the math and converted to a dollar amount or toman amount, whatever you want to use, currency. The wealth that Imam Ali was generating, all right? This is important. Sometimes you possess something. Sometimes you use it. Imam Ali is generating wealth for the Muslims. Working hard. There's one story. I love this story. It says he came. His servant was there. This is like in the fields. He comes. He says, what do we have for food? He says, we have this for food. It's like some squash dish or something. Something made out of squash. Kadu. The imam, he says, all right, let's have that. He says, no, that's not befitting of the Khalifa. Imam is like, really? You're going to say that to me? Give me what we got. The imam has a meal. Puts his sleeves up, gets to work, starts digging, digging, digging. Comes out, he is drenched in sweat, goes back down, digging, digging, digging. They say Imam Ali jumps out all of a sudden. And then water gushes out. Yeah, he had hit water. Okay, back then having a well equaled kind of like having an oil mine field, whatever today. This is worth a lot of money. Back then, that was everything. This individual works hard, generates wealth for them. And then right away he says, this is for the fuqara of Medina. This is for the poor individuals of Medina. I am dedicating it to them. Now hear this, man. Hear this. Ali ibn Abi Talib, he writes, Ali ibn Abi Talib dedicates this to the fuqara of Medina so that on the day of judgment, his face is saved from the hellfire. Subhanallah. What's he teaching us? With amal, he secures akhirah. Number two, on the list here, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, a person who loves Ahlul Bayt, he has al-hirsu ala al-amal. This person is obsessed with working. Not obsessed in a bad way, of course, although hirs does have negative connotations. But the Prophet here is illustrating a point to us that these people, for them, it's hard work, number one. And also, amal can refer to action versus just sitting there and thinking that I'm a holy person, but I don't do ibadah properly, I don't do other things properly. Yes. So number two, I love Ahlul Bayt. That's why I'm a love work, because they were hard workers themselves. I don't get it, brothers and sisters. I just don't get it. Alhamdulillah, I spent half my life in another third world country. All right. So for me, I saw the struggles of the people. When you come back, you see some people, they don't know what's going on other places. Bro, you're 25 years old. You're still playing video games 6 hours a day. When are you going to get married? When are you going to get a job? When are you going to get an education, a degree, whatever it is? I don't know. Do something. You do something, you'll get results. Al-hirsu ala al-amal. Now some here, someone might say, oh, okay, so he's calling out video games. No, no, no. It's fine. That's fine. If you figured out other aspects of life, inshallah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.